Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're going to transport you somewhere pretty special. We're heading to the coast of the Eastern Cape in South Africa.
We are. We're looking at the East London Golf Club, and our main source for this is the website Golf Day Buddy.
And it has, just a ton of great info.
It really does. And this is a club with history. It started way back in 1907.
Wow. Over a century ago.
Yeah, exactly. So the big question for us is, how does a place that old stay so, so fun and happy for people and families today?
That's what we want to figure out. And I think it starts with the place itself. Golf Day Buddy says it didn't even start as a big course.
No, it was small. Just 9 holes at first.
And now it's this huge 18-hole championship course.
But the location is everything. It's right there on the ocean.
So you get these amazing views.
You do, but you also get the wind. And in the Eastern Cape, that wind is, it's a really big part of the game.
I bet. It makes it more of a puzzle, right?
Yeah.
Not just about hitting the ball hard.
Absolutely. You have to think. And the ground isn't flat either. It goes up and down.
The undulations. I saw that on Golf Day, buddy.
Right. So you almost never have a perfectly flat spot to stand.
So, okay, it's a beautiful, tricky course. But let's talk benefits. Why would someone actually want to join?
Well, there are some really good reasons listed.
The first one that that jumped out at me was priority tee times.
Yeah, that just means you get to pick when you want to play before other people can.
So no more fighting for that Saturday morning spot.
Exactly. It's a huge plus if you have a busy schedule. And then there's the money side of things.
Right. The discounted green fees. Members pay less to play.
And that adds up over time for sure.
But it's not just about the golf and the money, is it? Golf Day Buddy also talks a lot about the people.
It does. It's a community. It's not one of those places where you just play and go home. They have parties, social events, fun days.
So it's a good way to meet people and make friends.
A great way. And let's not forget the health benefits. Just walking that course with all those hills is really good exercise.
And just being outside, by the sea, that has to be good for your head.
Oh, for sure. It helps you feel calm and happy.
And speaking of being outside, I was really impressed by how they look after the place, the environment.
Me too. They're really smart about it. They don't waste water.
Yeah, they plant special grass and flowers that grow there naturally.
Yeah, native plants. Things that are supposed to be in the Eastern Cape, it saves water and it's just better for the earth.
That focus on local seems to be a big theme. They do it with the community too.
Totally. They have programs for kids, junior programs, to help them learn how to play.
That's so great.
And they hold events to raise money for charity, to help people in town.
So it feels like they're really part of East London.
Yeah.
Not just some fancy club on a hill.
Exactly. They want everyone to feel welcome. It doesn't matter if you're a great golfer or if you've never picked up a club before.
I love that. So, to wrap it all up, the East London Golf Club is this really cool mix of old history, beautiful nature, and a super friendly group of people.
It really is. It kind of has it all. And if you want to see pictures or find out more, you have to check out Golf Day Buddy.
Definitely. Okay, so here's a final thought to leave you with.
Uh-oh.
This club has been around since 1907. They've made it through more than 100 years. As everything changes with new technology and how we all connect, what new thing will they have to invent to keep that happy community feeling going for the next 100 years?
That is a great question.
Something to think about. Thanks for diving in with us.